Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls in a minute. Let's talk some football.
All right.
Interesting weekend for Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Because I feel like all three of them are playing like level of goodness games. A chance to validate what level of goodness they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the Lions go on the road, all three of them on the road, all three of them playing strong, decent to strong opponents. Still a little, not quite sure what Nebraska is, but I mean, this is a game that if you're going to have be the best version of whoever you are and get the most wins that you can reasonably get for Michigan, they got to win this game. For state, it's a, hey, is this 3-0 authentic or is this 3-0 kind of a scheduled 3-0? And for the Lions, obviously you're taking down one of the top contenders for the Super Bowl out of the AFC. So we're looking at validation of how good you can possibly be this year. All three of them. Big games, man. Big games. And they're all on at separate times. Spartans and Wolverines don't play at the same time. We'll get into the start time later.
Oh, they don't?
You know what's funny?
They're not playing at the same time this weekend?
What's interesting is when this came out, we were like, oh, my God. Now that we're on the eve of it, I feel like people are like are now, oh my God. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I mean, it's really starting to hit me. Seriously, 11 o'clock start time for Michigan State tomorrow night. 11 o'clock.
Didn't they play like a 10:45 game at Arizona State one year?
Yeah, it was Arizona State.
I'm almost sure they had
they played in Arizona and Arizona State, or was it Utah State? Was that when they
never played at Utah State? Michigan State at Utah State?
They played Jordan Love.
Did they?
Yeah.
At Utah State.
I can't
Michigan
remember.
State went
I don't
to
remember
Utah.
If it was Utah State or not. I know they played Jordan Love.
I
know you're thinking of the Arizona State game because it was a few years ago and I had some friends that went out to that.
Yeah, I can't imagine they'd shoot.
And they played Hawaii before, too. But.
Yeah, but at Utah State? Because they wouldn't play 11 o'clock at home against Utah State. But they played that game in East Lansing.
I said they played Utah State.
Okay, but why would that be relevant to start time?
Because I thought maybe it was out west, but it wasn't. Obviously, they played at Michigan State.
Yeah, all right.
Get off my case.
Well.
Math man.
Sorry, they did play at Arizona State, although this box score doesn't tell me what
Stop
time the
lying
game
to the
off.
People.
This box score doesn't tell me what time. Well, here's where the story was posted. Well, that was a gesture. You still worked up about that, huh?
Yep.
I mean, we could circle back to it if you want.
No.
I was trying to move on, but
you go. You want something that's going to make me feel better? Let's start talking about football.
The Michigan State Arizona State box score I'm looking at doesn't tell what time the game kicked off. I'm pretty sure it was like 10:15, 10:45 or something like that.
Yeah,
that probably 10:30. But the story was posted from the Associated Press at 4:10 a.m. So I'm going to guess it was indeed one of those crazy late starts.
Yeah.
So what's your plan, bro?
I mean, I'm up that time of night on a Saturday night anyway. I usually retire late, like after 2 o'clock on a Saturday night, so I'll be up watching it. I don't know if I'll if my friend's going to want to watch it with me or not. That's a game where I could see a couple of my buddies saying, yeah, I'll come over and watch the first half, and then they'll skedaddle.
Yeah.
A couple of friends live really close, so it wouldn't be a problem. But I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit at home, watch it. I don't know.
It's a fascinating game because I think, you know, it's a chance to validate stuff, right? For Michigan State, it's to say this is more than a scheduled 3-0 start. This is a chance to say, hey, this is a good football team.
It is. It's a great chance of validation for Michigan State. And, you know, the 3-0 start's awesome, but they started off 3-0 last year, and mm-hmm. they didn't finish strong. They are a heavy underdog. Right now, it's an 18.5 point spread.
Didn't it open at 16.5?
Yeah, I think it did. So it opened actually at 15.5, and now it's up to 18.5. I'm not sure why it's that high. I mean, I get it. USC is they're good, but I don't know how good they are. You know, who have they played? Montana State, Georgia Southern, and then they beat Purdue 33-17.
Sorry for your loss, Doug.
Montana State.
So
I'm a Montana guy.
That's what I meant.
I'm not into the Bobcats.
But I mean, am I supposed to think that okay, Purdue and Michigan State are the same team? Is that how you go into it?
I actually think they kind of are because I would guess I'm pretty sure their win totals are very similar, like their over unders going into the season.
I don't know. I look at USC and their lineup, what they have as a team. Jordan Maiava, the quarterback, was UNLV transfer, I think. He's good. I don't know how good he is. Has he really been tested against those defenses? They've got a younger offensive line, you know, redshirt sophomores and one redshirt junior, a true junior and a redshirt freshman. That's what they have up front. So can that be exploited at all? Michigan State's got a pretty good defensive line.
They don't pressure quarterbacks.
No, but they stop the run.
Okay.
And if I think controlling the line of scrimmage is always good. I sure would be awesome if they can actually get some pressure on the quarterback. And we'll see if they can dial up some pressure here.
Should have signed an edge rusher.
Yes, they should have signed an edge rusher, 100%. Sorry. Well, they actually did.
I know.
A couple of them. But we'll see if maybe they pay off this.
Should have got Max Crosby.
That's 100% true. I don't know. I mean, if I were betting this game, I'd take the points of Michigan State. I'm not saying they're going to win, but 18.5 seems like a lot for a team that can control both ends of the line of scrimmage. Hopefully, they can run the ball. If they can run the ball, then anything can happen for Michigan State. Hopefully, guys are healthy. It sounds like the right path. And
yeah, is there a Marsh update?
I haven't seen a Marsh update, but is the game at 11 o'clock? Does that matter that it's 11 o'clock instead of at noon?
Give him an extra 11 hours to
in the hyperbaric chamber to do whatever he got to do. I don't know. Hopefully he's ready to go. But I just
go meet with Miyagi while he's out there. Wasn't he in a suburb of LA? What was it? Reseda?
Yeah, Reseda.
Yeah. Go see Miyagi.
At least that's where Macho, where Daniel LaRusso lives.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797.
Are you going to be back in time?
Yeah,
to watch the
actually,
Michigan
I am.
State? How ridiculous.
I mean,
this
you know, if this, chances are we will be landing right around kickoff. And so, yeah.
Just tell the wife to hit the pause on the TV when you get home, or no, you don't even care.
You know, I like listening to radio calls, so I don't mind the first drive or two listening to the radio. But yes, we'll be back. We'll be back. It's funny, you know, that I'm actually kind of excited about. I have something to watch when I get back. But yeah, that's an awfully late game.
If you're not watching, you know, football at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday, are you even in the Big Ten? Like, that's just how it is now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the Big Ten owns the whole day.
Yeah. And
this
night.
This is why we do this.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, Saturday night, like, the weather has been extraordinarily nice.
Sucks. Doesn't everybody love this? Everybody loves having USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon in the Big Ten. It's awesome in every way.
But the weather's been so nice lately. And, like, even if it were really colder, that'd be fine. But, like, my Saturday nights last couple weeks have been getting the fire pit going. Right. And I can look into the window to see my TV. No, I don't have an outdoor TV. And I understand. It'd be great if I did, but I don't. But I can sit at the fire pit, enjoy the fire pit, sipping on a cocktail, talk with friends, and looking through and watching the game. But I do that with non-Michigan, Michigan State games. I'll do that.
Right.
But when my team's playing, now I can't get out in the fire pit. Fire pit's going to have to be tonight.
Well, so be it. Yeah, first world problems, huh?
First world problems.
So Lions taking on Baltimore on Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, the Ravens. Does playing on Monday night actually in any way tangibly impact what's happening on the field? Is a game different because it's on Monday night as opposed to Sunday at 1?
I mean, there's a different feel to it for sure. It is still special, even though they did the doubleheader last week. I think it's different because you're playing under lights as opposed to daylight. There's a definite difference with that. But I don't know if you can tangibly say anything else is different.
So this stat, Adam Schefter had this stat. Lamar Jackson on Monday nights, 22 touchdowns, no picks. And I'm sitting there going, okay, does this really matter? Yeah, Lamar Jackson's good.
Sounds like he's due to throw a pick.
But but I'm trying to figure out, does Monday night really make a difference for Lamar Jackson? Like, is he like, now I'm really amped up?
I mean, there are some teams throughout history that have shown up more on Monday nights than others. You see, like, Monday night records, and they'll show, like, the Cowboys, think used to be one of those teams that just...
Weren't the Cowboys just good, though? Like, isn't that number skewed?
That's entirely, maybe entirely true. But when
good
you're
teams
at
win
a,
more,
but
no matter what time it starts.
But when you're winning at a higher percentage rate on Monday night than you would on Sundays, then you could say there's something different to Monday.
Kang, do you think Monday night matters in any way tangibly on the field?
I do. I think that the bright lights, people getting up for the prime time, the production crew that comes in and interviews him and does all that stuff.
But it's for both teams, right?
Yes, but I think the play is elevated for... But not everyone shows up... I guess
I'm trying to
for
figure
other
out
players,
if
it means
stats,
more.
I'm trying
obviously
to figure
it means
out
more for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, is this just a coincidence, or does Monday Night Football turn Superman into Superman times 10?
It can absolutely happen. It's like, you know, some guys look terrible in practice, but they're gamers, right? Does the game change something when it's actually a game and not practice? Sure. Some guys step up for it. Some guys step up when the bright lights are out there. Some guys don't.
So you think this number matters?
I think it can. I think it matters to Lamar Jackson. There's no question Lamar Jackson plays better on Monday night.
Well, he has. But should we be more... I guess, should the Lions do anything special? Because it's not just Lamar. It's Monday night Lamar.
Well, I think you just... You have your game plan. I think your game plan always, number one, is to try to limit Lamar.
Yeah.
Because he's great. But he's great in two different ways. That's what's really tough. So, again, you get back to your game planning. The defense against Lamar Jackson and that offense... I'm trying to stop the run, and I'll let him go ahead and throw the football around and trust my secondary.
When he's been asked to do that, rush. He actually has thrown it around. But it's kind of pick your poison, right?
Yeah, except 22 touchdowns and zero picks on Monday night is literally pick your poison with that, because he's going to be good. But can you be better in other areas? I think the Lions' offense against their defense, think Lions offense is going to score some points.
So, yeah, I mean, their defense is, it doesn't seem to be living up to the insane Baltimore standard. Kyle Van Noy, who's a key piece for them, might not play.
Former Lion.
Did you see who gets the start if he doesn't play?
Jelani Tavai? I don't know.
No. Mike Green.
Oh, the
kid from Marshall that had like 17. Yeah, that had like 17 and a half sacks.
Yeah, edge rusher, yes.
Yes. So we might, and remember, there was, it felt like many a mock. Many a mock had Mike Green going to Detroit.
That they did. Yep. Well, I hope he doesn't look like the guy that we should have taken.
Well, wouldn't that just be fun to take calls the next day?
Uh-huh.
Here's another edge rusher they could have had. Woo! And away we go. 248-539-9797.
You don't think it matters, Lamar's record on Monday night? You don't think there's anything different?
I don't know, because Monday night, both teams are playing on Monday night. Like, both teams go through those things that Kang mentioned, the hype, the lights, the production crews, the, you know, all the stuff that gets amped up. It gets amped up for both teams. Not everybody responds.
That's exactly what it is. Not everyone reacts or responds the same way. Same thing is like, why do we separate playoff record from regular season record? I don't know. For some reason, they step up more in certain situations, and maybe Monday night is a situation for certain players like Lamar.
Because I would tend to think that every player is excited about Monday night.
But not everyone responds the same, right?
Oh, I guess. Well, 22 touchdowns, so, no picks.
On Monday nights in his career, the Ravens are 7-2 with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
He has a 69% completion percentage, and he averages 216 yards a game. That doesn't sound like it's that crazy. But the crazy number is to 22 touchdowns and zero picks. That's crazy. But then you also add to that that in the 84 games he's played on Sunday, he's only thrown 46 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's been pretty efficient with the football regardless. He's also very good on Thursday nights. 15 touchdowns to one interception, but the record is 4-3. So how Lamar goes doesn't necessarily mean how the Ravens go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind, Doug Carr.
I will keep that in mind. So this era of Lions football, like Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, the Lions are 3-0 on Monday nights. So, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Again, do with this information what you choose. The other thing is, you mentioned teams that have run the ball on Baltimore. Like, it is a great way to have to win a football game. When you can run the football, you're taking less chances, you're wearing down the defense, you're keeping Lamar off the field, you're moving the chains, all those things. You're winning the time of possession, like all those things that are, you're putting the ball in less harm, you're putting your quarterback in less harm if you can run the football. If you can, I mean, I grew up, you know, and throwing exciting pass the ball. And then as I got older, I'm like, yeah, you know what? When you can run, run. If you can run, run. If you can shove it down opponent's throat, shove it down the opponent's throat.
Yeah, you control the clock. You control everything. You control everything. I enjoy running the football. I love watching teams that throw the ball around, but matriculate it down the field however you can. And if it happens to be with a run, go ahead and do that. We did the Lamar numbers on Monday nights. Jared Goff's career numbers on Monday nights.
Yep.
7-2 record, so comparable.
Same, isn't it?
Yeah. 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, quarterback rating of 105.6, which is pretty impressive. And he's averaging 285 yards per game on Monday nights passing, which is above his Sunday average of 260.
How about that?
So he's been very good on Monday nights.
All right, well.
Something's got to give, Doug.
Yeah, something does have to give.
We're just going to have a monster shootout.
Yeah, that's what everyone's predicting is the monster shootout.
So what constitutes the monster shootout? Are we talking both teams in the 30s?
I think when you get north of 28. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if there's 8 touchdowns scored, but each team has 4 touchdowns or more. Yeah, I think that's a shootout. Mid 20s, I don't think of as a shootout. 28 or more for both teams. Yeah, that's a shootout. Is that an acceptable definition?
No, I think, yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking for the number of what you would say, and I think you've given an accurate one. The total on this game is 53.5. So it's just under that number, just under that threshold.
Yep. Well, 248-539-9797. Gary's on a cell, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What I have to say, you guys already moved on from baseball, but I got a couple things to say about. Number one, baseball players just don't give up. Everybody who goes to bat wants to kill the ball. And this guy was a knucklehead, whoever said that statement. I don't agree with what he said.
No.
I think he's not on the same universe as most baseball players. Anyways, what I have to talk about is our coach, A.J. Hinch.
Yep.
And when I grew up, Sparky Anderson, if he saw a pitcher was in trouble, he'd pull. They call him Captain Hook. A.J. has a tendency to leave the player in. And when you see a guy giving up three long balls, you get him off the mound. You don't let him stay. And he has a tendency sometimes to stay with guys too long. That's what I wanted to say for the last week to you guys, but I could never get through. Anyways, I love your program. And I think the Lions are going to win Monday night, by the way.
Do you? So, okay, yeah. I'd be curious, how many times do you think a Tiger starter has given up three home runs this year?
Not so much home runs, but the long ball. You know, the doubles, the up the alleys. And when they start wrapping the ball, you got to get that pitcher out of there. Sparky Anderson, he run on biorhythms. He didn't work on stats. And he would, if he had a feeling that this guy was going to give up another long ball, he would get him off the mound. And A.J.
A different era of baseball, Gary. I mean, Sparky would do that in the seventh inning, in the eighth inning, because that's when guys would pitch back then. They just pitched way deeper in games than they do today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Get to some Michigan-Nebraska preview a little bit later on. Talk some Spartans. Spartan fans, do you got a plan? What is your plan for Saturday night? Is it mid-afternoon nap? Do you got a crew coming over? I feel like this is a perfect bubble situation. Like, if you don't want to stay up that late, you record the game, you wake up Sunday morning, and you just watch it like it's live.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
No. You can be a man, sack up. Let's go.
I'm going to watch it, but I'm saying for people that aren't going to be a man and refuse to sack up, I think it's a great bubble situation, isn't it? You turn your phone off, you get up in the morning, you roll into the living room, you crack a beer at 8 a.m. on a Sunday and say, let's go.
I think the great bubble situations are the ones that, any bubble situation is one where you have to be in a bubble. If you can avoid being in a bubble, like simply, stay up late, then that's what you do. I understand what you're saying. My point is that I don't even consider putting myself.
Your point is you don't approve.
No, I don't even consider putting myself in a bubble unless I have to be put in a bubble.
Well, if people choose to say, I'm going to get my shut eye.
I'm trying to think like a comparable situation. All right. Yeah. So we can be friends again. Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
When Ryder Cup is played in Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, I have in the past gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning or set my alarm so I'll wake up and watch Ryder Cup.
He's an animal, people. He's an animal.
And that's what you might have to do, or I will record it all and then watch it when I get home. But it's tough doing what we do because being in the bubble on a Friday is really difficult to do.
I feel like, to me, that trying to pull off a bubble's like a quest, and I don't mind doing it. I'm not going to do it this weekend. I'm going to be rolling back into town. I'll be amped up. It'll be go time. But if you got a plan, 248-539-9797.
Get yourself a turkey burger.
Might. You never know. Fire up the grill. Cheese. Fire up the grill at 11 p.m.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, it sure is.
It'll smell good.
All right, Gator. Kang saw $15 a gallon.
What?
Was that today, Kang? Or was it yesterday?
Yesterday. I saw it first. Yeah.
$15 a gallon.
I'm sorry, what?
Kang saw $15 a gallon.
A gallon of what? Oh, I know. Really? Is that how much it is?
A half gallon was 11.
Oh, my God.
Gator.
I went out.
That's insane.
The first week, like the first weekend of college football, right? The Labor Day weekend. That's when I'm assuming this is apple cider. I went out to the cider mill in Franklin and I only got like a quart of cider, and I don't even remember what it. I don't remember what it was.
And little does Gator know, he paid $9.
I probably did. And I didn't even think about it. Yeah, give me a dozen donuts. Yeah, right.
It was all together a total. You didn't realize right. what you were paying.
Yeah, for, no. Yeah. And I was what? Going station to station. Like I went all in that day. I got cider and donuts. I went over and got smoked Swiss cheese and a summer sausage. And then I went over and they had the hot dogs going. I'm like, oh.
Man, you had a day.
I had a day.
That was had a, day. A day.
That was a day. I took the car out, had the top down. It was a day. Swatting at the bees. Sidestepping pit bulls.
Yeah, right. Dogs are
out. Watch out, kiddo. Yeah. You know, I got the kids all over the place. Having to wave people in front of my car when I'm trying to leave the dirt parking lot. Yeah, I had a day.
Yeah.
But I love it every Labor Day weekend when I go and get the cider mill. I love it.
It's crazy because the NFL has given us a late September Monday night game. So, guys, what an opportunity to check the box with the family, take them on the hayride, go to the cider mill, eat the powdered donuts. Like, LFG, you can get it out of the way and you won't have to miss the Lions game.
Powdered donuts?
Whatever they are. Sugar donuts.
He doesn't eat donuts.
I don't eat donuts.
He doesn't eat. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, this is not my wheelhouse.
Donuts are so good. They're warm. They got a little crunch in the exterior, and then they're great. Yes. So tariffs, huh?
It can't be. That's everything else, but it can't be. These are domestic apples.
Where the hell are these apples coming from? No, man.
Somebody's got to explain to us why it was $15 a gallon cider.
1 gallon of cider or 5 gallons of gas? Yeah. What should I pick?
Thank God our cars don't run on cider.
We'd all be taking bikes like Doug.
It's a reciprocal tariff. It's going out of the country. That's where we get in trouble.
Maybe somebody in that industry could tell us why cider is through the roof expensive.
While they're sitting on their stack of money counting it, they're going, oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh, you guys finally noticed it's really expensive?
Right.
September 19th? Are you coming? Oh, good. Thank you. 1 gallon or a half gallon for you?
Yeah.
Gator, what would be your limit, finally? Like, if I told you, hey, $20, $25.
No, and it tells you what the bargain is. Like, this is where it's crazy, right? You know there's the markup because the half gallon is what, 9?
11.
11.
That's like you're forced into a gallon.
That'll be fair.
At that one place.
This is
though,
what Kang at one place saw, $15 for a gallon, $11 for a half gallon.
So
you're forced.
15,
you have to buy a full gallon if you're going to get some cider.
And let me be clear.
That is crap, man. Such crap.
We get cider every fall, and we get the gallon every fall. I don't think we've ever completely finished one of those gallons. I don't think we put it all away before it starts getting
that sediment.
Floaties and sediment on the bottom. And yet we're back next fall getting another gallon of cider. I don't think we've ever finished one.
I've gotten better. I used to start off, I'd get the gallon, and I'm like, well, it's the same thing. After like a couple, I'm done with it. I don't need to have any more of it. And then there's still a quarter of it left. Then I started getting the half gallons.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing would happen. So I got smart this time. It took me, I think, three days to finish the cider. Because I don't want it, because it's like pure sugar, too.
Oh, so right, yeah.
It's absolutely delicious.
People want to know how much a shot of cider is.
How much for a rib?
How about this? Yeah, right. You just do one rib. But doing like you heat the cider up and you throw like a hot dam in there or fireball or whatever it is that you do.
Gets elite.
Yeah, then now you got
to. Or you're sitting in your backyard watching the Spartans play at 11 p.m. Let's go to Ben. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm going to need more than a freaking gallon of cider to stay up for this game. I'm going to need a five-hour energy, a couple packs of Red Bull. And it just drives me crazy, man, because this kind of schedule, I'm a lifelong Spartan fan and a lifelong go-to-bed-early kind of guy, so this is really beating me up. And if I wanted to watch, you know, this crazy obscure times for games, I'd go watch Real Madrid, you know. I'll wake up at 6 a.m. to watch the football on that kind of on that side of the world, you know. This is just crazy.
All right, well, let me ask you a question, Ben. Your choice, a 6 a.m. kick or an 11 p.m. kick?
Oh, geez. Well, 6 p.m. works better for me on my bedtime schedule.
I said 6 a.m. Would you rather have a 6 a.m. kick?
6 in the morning.
Well, listen, I mean, that's when I'm up for work every day, so I want my Spartans to get up for work at the same time.
There you go. So, are we going to nap?
Listen, I love a good nap, man. I'll catch a couple Z's, and I think our Spartans could do that, too. I know they're going to have to be sleeping on the plane and getting all kinds of weird, you know, taking some sleeping pills or something the night before to get things right. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, I don't think it leaves ideal playing conditions for them. No, 248-539-9797.
I have confirmation, by the way, that Spartan game against Arizona State.
Yeah.
1045.
It was 1045. Yep.
It was that same year against Utah State at home.
Yes. Let's go to Dan in Ann Arbor. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I don't know what your alert level is for the Tigers winning the division, but I have spent the past 2 days now trying to find my old boots that I wore in the Army for 2 years in the deserts of Africa and the Middle East. I will shoot a beer out of that. It'll probably take 2 beers to fill a desert combat boot.
That's a big one.
I will shoot the boot out of that if they lose the division. So,
wow.
I think they're winning the division. I don't know if, you know, it's not an ASIC running shoe, Doug, that's in the freezer. I know that's your kind of cup of tea. But
That's Gator's trick, is put the shoe in the freezer.
Yeah, you gotta chill your mug there, so
yeah,
to speak.
But, so you'll drink 2 beers out of a Desert
a
Storm
20-year-old
boot.
Combat boot.
Wow.
Yeah, if they lose the division.
Wow. All right, well, so you're pretty confident then, I would assume.
Well, yeah, they're pitching, you know, they've got a deep lineup. The starting pitching is still, I think, relatively performed well when you look at it the season. You know, it's 10 games, it's condensed, it's stressful, but I still think they have the horses to get it done. So
let's circle back to they've got a deep lineup. Do they?
I think the offensive production, yeah, notwithstanding the shutout, and I do think it's there. The capability's there.
Well, I'll say this. The capability is definitely there. You're right about that. Capability's there.
And so, you know, we saw it on full display against New York in New York. And so I still think that's the potential. It's frustrating to see them, you know, Stephen Kwan and his fellow band of Cleveland. They play the Tigers tough this time of year.
The Tigers would never beat a team full of Kwans.
All right, guys, I'll call you back.
I feel like Stephen Kwan must only play like this against Detroit.
If I got 9 Kwans against the Dodgers, I'll take the Kwans.
How do you quantify that?
That's a great question.
I think 8 Kwans could beat the Tigers.
I think it's not just the Tigers. Like, how many Kwans does it take to beat the best team in baseball? I think 6 Kwans could beat an all-star team.
Is this Kwans above replacement? What's Kwan's graph say?
Right?
Guy's unbelievable. Hey, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
What about Tulsa King?
Tulsa King also on Paramount Plus. Have you started watching it? By the way, I got to tell you, something that I find to be wildly strange is the movie called Him.
Yes.
Is this like some football horror movie?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Dude, here's the thing. So Jordan Peele from Key and Peele,
yep,
has gone from being part of one of the funniest,
yep,
comedic duos you can find. Those guys are hysterical.
To a dark MF-er.
Loved it, right? But he has shifted into becoming a director, and the movies he has made have all been great, but incredibly dark and twisted.
How are we having a football horror movie?
And I saw the trailer for this one, and I was like, I want to see it, but I'm not sure I want to see it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a scary looking thing. Like, how far would you go to be the best ever? To be him, be that guy.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I do want to see it though. Do but you? I think there's going to be some really uncomfortable scenes.
It looks weird.
It's going to be dark. Well, I know you're seeing more movies now though, right, Doug? Like, before you wouldn't even entertain it.
No,
now
there's a chance.
There's a chance?
Yeah.
I don't think this is up your alley, though. Are you?
Probably not. Sports.
Yeah, but it's sports, but it's like, you know, violent and bloodthirsty in a way. And
well, do you know? Well, we don't know that. I don't know. Yeah,
if it's like Twilight Zone-y, I could get.
That's
into
what
it.
I think it is, because yeah. Jordan Peele, he revived that, and he was a big fan of Twilight Zone growing up, and he's actually a producer on this film, Gator. But he's still anything he's involved with is dark, twisted, and there's always some kind of weird.
Get Out was pretty good.
Get Out's great, and that's more like psychological type stuff than an implied
Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah.
The
preview I saw for this one, it's nothing's implied. Like, I think it looks violent.
Oh, I think it's dark and twisted more mentally than I think.
Well, I think there'll be some of that too, but I'm just saying, I think there's like some actual violence where you see and experience it, and where it's not just implied, you know, where you see it off screen. But I don't know, I could be wrong. I'm looking forward to seeing it, right. I think.
I'll report back. Let us know what it's like. 248-539-9797. Terry is on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Terry?
It's Gary.
Oh, okay. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, no problem. You guys were talking about apple cider.
Yes.
And what to do with the leftover apple cider, because yes, you couldn't finish it.
Never.
Yeah.
Vinegar.
So think about this. Apple Jacks. Have you ever heard of it?
Like Apple Jacks? Like the no, you mean like the spirit?
No, it's Jack Daniels and apple cider.
Yes, like the spirit?
Yeah. Well, but you know, you make it at the park or the apple cider mill when you get there. Great stuff. I mean, it's good to use, right? If you're gonna have leftover apple cider, I think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
So when it's all fermented down at the bottom, you mix it with Jack Daniels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not appetizing to you, Gator?
If you've never had it, try it.
Okay. Does that sound appetizing?
I mean, I've had Apple Jack before.
But have you ever had
a bottle of, like, actually bottle, not like homemade?
Yeah.
Applejack.
Well, look, I mean, maybe I'll give it a shot. I need to go get my first $15 gallon of cider. 248-539-9797.
I don't know if you're supposed to wait for it to already go bad, though. I think it.
Yeah, that sounds sketch, but do you think that guy called up and said, let me see if I can get this guy to drink that? Matt in Sterling Heights. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I'm just listening to all the callers from the morning till now about the Michigan State thing. Are these listeners like a bunch of infants and toddlers? You can't stay up till 11 o'clock? Like,
well, that's when Hawaii, it starts.
Yeah, it starts at 11.
Right, well,
you stay up till 2:30.
If Hawaii was playing Oregon State, I would put it on at 11 and watch it. And I'd have a beer at home and maybe an Applejack. I mean, it's a local team. You know, go to the bar, have something to eat, watch the first half, hang out, man. It's the weekend. Your team's playing. What is the big deal? I mean, I'm 52 years old. I'm a man. I'd go out and watch that game.
Well, like, look, what's the big obviously, deal
about staying up late?
Obviously people prioritize different things. And for you, it's a priority. For us, it's a priority. But for others, it's not, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's something to do late night. What else are you going to do? Sleep? Maybe yeah. Watch SNL or something? Like, watch your team play. You know, it's football. Go yeah. Watch it. You know, it's not worth crying over. I don't get it.
All right. Well, some people, maybe some people who are not planning on watching can explain to him. Why are you laughing back there, Kang?
No, Kenny's like, who sleeps at night?
He literally said, what are you going to do, sleep? It's nighttime. Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I might actually try that out.
Yeah. What a ridiculous crazy, idea.
What a crazy person.
You look like an idiot. You're going to sleep at night?
It's 11. I'm going to bed. What?
What kind of moron are you?
The line of what are you going to do, sleep? I don't know. It tickled me in a way.
What do you mean? It's 11 o'clock at night.
You nut job.
What's next? You're going to wake up in the morning?
What are you going to do? Eat some breakfast? Idiot.
Let's go to Paul in Canton. Hi, Paul.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm laughing. That was great. Well done. All right. So first, listen. Before I get to my actual point, listen. I as you know, I've preached 162 games, ups and downs. This is baseball.
Yep.
All year long. I will even admit, I was a bit shaken yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they even got me questioning, and it's like I couldn't have been more positive, but it is what it is.
Yep.
You build a lead for this exact reason, I guess. So
sort of, yeah. I've kind of sold that point as well. Like they earn the right. They've earned the right to get this cold and still have a 3.5 game lead with 9 games to go. This is suboptimal, yeah, but
you were one hell of a baseball team to earn the right to suck down the stretch.
Yep.
But whatever. I mean, that is definitely, like I said, it has thrown me off a hair.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but that said, Stephen Kwan, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there at the game, and I'm like, okay, I don't watch every single game of Cleveland Indians baseball. I watch the games that they play against the Tigers, and if there's an odd game that's on MLB, I'll watch it. And I'm like, this guy is absolutely a first ballot Hall of Fame player based on what I personally watch, right? The Doug Karsh, you know,
games
quantifier.
I've watched, yeah.
Games I've watched. And then they put his statistics up on the scoreboard, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that really? I'm not saying they're bad statistics.
No, but
they're
just, they don't.
They're,
nothing
they're
looks
clearly not.
His OPS is 706.
I'd expect it to be
not
average.
Hall of Fame statistics.
No, that's below average.
It's unbelievable, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this really? And then I'm watching him, and I'm like, is that Usain Bolt playing left field?
Dude,
did he actually run that ball down?
You know,
and then he did it again.
I saw somebody.
And he did it literally again.
Somebody on Twitch said, you know, who cares what his WAR is? What's his WAT? Wins above the Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Listen, and then lastly, let me just say this. I would fire Scott Harris because he could have picked up Stephen Kwan at the deadline for low-level prospects, and
right.
He chose not to do it.
Sure. Yeah. I think one of the great stories that came out of the trade deadline was the falsehood that was Stephen Kwan was available for trade. He didn't get traded.
No.
And if he was available for trade, you had to give up a ton to get him because Cleveland didn't move him. But his numbers, they're staggering how average to pedestrian they might be with a 706 OPS. He hits well, 272. He doesn't strike out. He's only struck out 55 times this year. He steals bases. But defensively, it's the little things. It's just advancing the runner. You know, hey, I need to get the guy over from second to third. Okay, I'm going to hit the ball to the right side of the infield and get him over to second, third. I'm out. My average sucks. My OPS sucks, but I did my job. And it's those little things that he does extraordinarily well, let alone the freaking defense he plays. I got a guy.
Yeah.
Three more games.
Yeah.
More games against him.
And you know, I'm sitting here watching this thing and I'm looking, they're still out of the playoffs. Cleveland might not make the playoffs. Oh my God, I hope they don't. It is Carson Anderson. We'll keep talking football, baseball. We'll have our picks coming up today at 1:40. The Birchie kid from Allen Park at 1. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.